Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ryan Mee, who's CEO at Fulcrum Metals. How are you today, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm very good, Zach. It's good to be here talking to you again.
I think what's interesting is I think we've spoken various times before, but this looks to be the happiest occasion in terms of Fulcrum Metals, where it is and what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that we're doing, and there's been a number of news releases out over the last few weeks, and the share price has responded accordingly, and yeah, we're just very excited where we are as a business.
We also noted that you're in TR1 heaven at the moment.
Yes, we raised some money recently from warrant exercises, and we've had TR1s come through, from Metals One, Nick Nugent, Ian Bagnall. They've all increased their holdings, so they've got, just over 26% combined. So our share register is tightening up very quickly. And let's not forget the directors own 19% on top of that too.
And I mean, what do you think the main trigger for the buying interest is at the moment? Is it just the general rising tide for explorer and developers?
Well, we're on an exciting journey with what we're doing with the extract technology and our projects, and we signposted news for Q1. We've delivered on some of those already. We've put out co-products of tellurium, gallium, silver to increase the gold equivalent grade a few weeks ago. And what's up next is the phase three test work and development. Results which will be out in Q1, so we're firmly in that window. So that's a major study for us, a major news piece which is really going to shift the needle for where we are with our tailings project. So it's a really exciting time, and it's we're looking forward to it, and seemingly so is the market.
So you've had, I mean, the development, you mentioned the extract technology, which I think was, maybe it's not, if not last summer, the summer before last, you got that off the ground. You went into tailings, which is also, I think, a change for the company. So do you think it's a sort of a general positive shift you've made and positive moves you've made are actually turning Fulcrum around?
What it is, we partner with Extract on our projects. We've got exclusivity into kind of the biggest gold camps. We've done our bench testing. We got initial gold recoveries of around 59%. Just before Christmas, we put some preliminary results on the phase three work, which was over 70% gold and 70% silver. So obviously we're optimizing those still, so we expect them to be higher. So we're very excited about that, and we're doing for extended leach work on other critical minerals such as tellurium and gallium. So what we're doing is, we're transforming TechUs from not just a gold play, but to a gold and critical mineral project, which we're developing a zero cyanide, zero waste concept with a single simple process. So it's really exciting for us, and we think it could, it's not only just innovative, but it could really disrupt the industry.
And in terms of just the market cap at the moment, the shares are sort of near 1 year highs, which is obviously a good thing to happen. We're already up 42% so far this year, but 12 million market cap at the moment. Do you have any sort of idea in your mind where the company should be in terms of valuation, or is it still something which needs to be proven up?
Well, it's still early doors. Let's not forget this is a resource and technology leverage play. The industry itself wants cleaner, faster, efficient solutions to access minerals. That's exactly what we're doing. We're building a blueprint, not just for our projects, but for expansion opportunities. Our projects, have an estimated 200,000 ounces of gold. Gold's teetering around that $5,000 an ounce mark. So you're talking, around, up to like $1 billion worth of gold in situ there. So when you consider the advancements that we're making with the technology and the application and the resource side and the expansion potential, I see there's a lot of room for growth from Fulcrum.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Ryan Mee, CEO at Fulcrum Metals, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach, and hopefully talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.